Hey y'all, what's up? I'm Simone Rose and you're listening to the Notebooks and Coffee Podcast, where we talk about real life and your mental health. As you know, I'm not a licensed therapist. However, each week I get on here and I share my stories with you all in hopes that I can encourage at least one of you to share yours. That being said, grab your cups and let's talk about it. It has been an interesting holiday season for me. And I say interesting because from Thanksgiving up until now, I honestly don't know what the hell is going on. Like, this time last year, I was super excited about the holidays and I put my tree up probably a week after Halloween. My tree was up last year within the first week of November. This year, I haven't even thought about putting up a Christmas tree. Thanksgiving didn't hit the same for me. But I'm starting to realize it's not just me. Like, the holidays just don't feel the same anymore. Like, I've talked to a couple of my friends and they've said the same thing. Like, the holidays just ain't what they used to be. And I keep seeing different posts on Facebook and different posts on Instagram. And the memes or posts that I'm seeing are very true. It seems like when the matriarch of the family passes, things just don't go the way that they normally would go. Like, things just ain't the same after that. Everybody has their grandma, their big mama. And then once they're gone, things just don't hit the way that they used to. I know for me and my family, we tried. My grandmother passed in 1999, the day after Christmas. I remember my mom got the call a little after midnight. I would say between 12:30 and like 2 in the morning, day after Christmas, that my aunt sis, that's what we used to call her, aunt sis, grandma sis cakes, had passed. And I can honestly say it ain't been right since about 1999. Granted, we've tried as a family to get together and host each other for the holidays and act like we love each other and act like we got good sense. And more times than not, it does not work out how we planned it. So this year, I kind of just did my own thing. You know, last year it was COVID. We weren't supposed to be around a whole bunch of people, which was fine by me. But this year, I did Thanksgiving in my house. And it was more of a Friendsgiving. My family is not close at all. And like most families, there are secrets that no one knows about. And then as those secrets are starting to unveil, the more distant people become. Because it's like, you know, as a child, you follow what your parents do. They tell you you're going here. For the holidays, you go. Like, you don't really have an option as a little kid to be like, Ma, I don't want to go here, or I'm not going here. You do what you're told. But the older you get, you start to realize, like, everybody ain't wrapped too tight. And the things that we used to sweep under the rug or not talk about, this generation is starting to talk about it. And that's kind of where I am with my family. And I was talking to my baby cousin a couple weeks ago, and we were having a conversation about why we weren't doing Thanksgiving dinner. And it was just because our family is very gifted, to say the least. That's the nicest way to put it. Very gifted. They are four sisters, is my mom, the twins, and then the baby. My mom helped raise the family because my biological grandmother passed when she was 13. So my mom dropped out of high school, helped raise the family. But it's always been some weird underlying tension between the sisters that none of the cousins knew about until recently. Like, when I say weird tension, there's four sisters. There was four sisters and a brother. My Uncle Peach just passed away. But the four sisters, they are never all speaking to each other at the same time. The dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. Literally, out of all four of them, it's typically 2 versus 2, 1 versus 3. Somebody's not talking to somebody all the time. Like, there's only been one time I can remember in my 33, almost 34 years of living that all four of them have been on the same accord and acted like they had good sense. One time. And that one time was at my cousin Chris's wedding back in 2017. And it caught us all off guard. I remember we were all taking pictures. You know, they had said their vows and walked out. And we were in the space where, like, we were waiting to go eat. So everybody was taking pictures. And I will never forget, all four of the sisters showed up. And they were all dressed alike, which was the first, I guess, weird sign, because no one called each other and said, hey, this is what we're wearing. But they all dressed alike or had on the same color with an accent. All of them had on black with, like, different accents. It was cute. And they took a picture together, all four of them. And I remember everybody in the family, like, somebody get this, like, get it on camera, because this is never going to happen again. And it has not. But for a really long time, there'd always been animosity when we got together for big gatherings like Thanksgiving, Christmas, cookouts, whatever. And nobody knew why. Last year we had a family meeting over Zoom. I'm so zoomed out, y'all. It's not even funny. But we had a family meeting on Zoom. It was like 20 of us on the call. And my mom and the baby started going back and forth. But the baby was, like, literally losing her mind and just being so disrespectful. And I jumped in it. And then my cousin came at me and was like, well, you're not going to talk to my grandmother like that. And it's just like, sis, I don't care about you or your grandmother. Like, this is my mom. One thing I'm not going to do is let y'all disrespect her. And my mom is usually very vocal. But at that moment, I realized that we never knew what was happening. Like, why nobody wanted to be around each other. And it was because something happened when we were kids. I wasn't even born yet. But my mother had this job. And my aunt, who is the baby, had this boyfriend. And her and the boyfriend were writing and cashing bad checks at my mom's job. And my mother had no idea that the checks were bad. And they came at her. And my mother almost went to prison for it. And nobody in the family knows except the sisters. And the sisters' thing was not to reprimand the baby, but to keep it a secret and sweep it under the rug, keep it away from everybody else. But what that did was kind of put a strain on the family, because as the sisters are having kids and their kids are having kids, everybody's attitude is stemming from one of the sisters at some point. causing friction, and we had no clue. I literally didn't find any of this out until last year. And at that moment, I realized my mama needs therapy. She definitely needs therapy, and she never really forgave my aunt. And because she didn't forgive my aunt, it trickled down to me not really fooling with this aunt already, but then to know the story, it kind of trickled down. It had an effect on all of us. So that's one issue that my family has had and that has made the holidays awkward for everybody. That it just came to the light last year. And I thought that it coming to the light, we would be able to move past it as a family. But we haven't. And in talking to my cousin, my baby cousin, we decided, like, mentally, we didn't want to be around anything that was going to drain us of our energy. Family or not, that just wasn't the move for us. So I ended up doing Thanksgiving here with my friends. It was supposed to be me, my cousin, and her family. And then a few friends, but her grandmother is suffering from dementia. So she ended up not coming. She went out of state. And I still did the thing with the friends, which was cool. But it reminded me, like, things just aren't the same anymore. Like, we're no longer in a place where we have to be around toxicity. At a young age, like, we really don't have a choice. It's kind of like, shut up and do what you're told. But the older I've gotten, I've realized I'm not obligated to be around people who aren't good for my mental health, who aren't good for my spirit. And if you know me, I'm really big on my spirit. If my spirit tells me that you are a fucked up individual, I listen to my spirit. If my spirit tells me to be patient with you, you just got some things that you need to work on, then I'm patient with you. If my spirit doesn't sit right when I'm with you, that's my cue. I'm no longer, like, entertaining things that ruffle my spirit. That's just not me. But Christmas, I'm not here for it. I want to be. Like, I want to decorate, and I want to be in the matching pajamas. I want to dress my dog up in his little Christmas pajamas. I know he's probably, like, super ecstatic because I have not bought him anything and he hates Christmas pajamas, but I put them on him every year anyway. But this year, I just haven't been in the mood. I have not been in the mood. I've been hearing that there's still some underlying family issues that are going on, and I'm just like, I can't be a part of that. As much as I want to be around family, it is in my best interest mentally to separate myself. I say all of that to say, a lot of us, I want to say us, a lot of the millennials, I think I'm a millennial, younger generations are coming into their own over the past year or so and standing up and choosing their mental well-being over family. And I love it. I'm here for it. There are so many stories I've heard in recent days, weeks, where I'm finding that people that I'm close to have been through some things, whether it is, you know, being molested, being sexually assaulted by a member of their family, and for years nobody's addressed it because they don't want to make things weird at Christmas dinner or make things weird at Thanksgiving. Everything's just being swept under the rug. Like, nobody's acknowledging that this is fucked up. And as a child, it breaks my heart knowing that some people have had to sit through years of constant interaction with their predators, with people that mean them no well, and nobody stood up for them. So to see people now saying, no, I choose not to be around that, I love it. And that's honestly where I am. Thankfully, I might have to knock on wood after this because I do not know if anyone in my family has been molested by, you know, somebody else in my family. I hope not. But things are coming out left and right, so child, who knows? But this whole, the whole thing with the sisters is enough for me. Like, I don't think my family can take another shocker like that. Like, it's been a rough year for us. We've gone to multiple funerals, and honestly, the only time that my family has got together this year has been at a funeral. Where it was literally funerals back to back to back. That's another reason why the holidays just don't hit the same. There's a lot of grieving going on in my family. I have a cousin who was murdered earlier this year. And believe it or not, some people feel like his sister had something to do with it, which also puts a strain on us because it's like, well, what the fuck do we do now? Like, how make it make sense? And a lot of family members are still mad that I didn't go to that particular funeral. However, when we initially got the news, we were told that it was gang related and I wasn't going to put me or my mother in that situation. So we just didn't go. And at the next funeral, you know, that was an issue. But we've lost a lot of the younger generation this year in my family. So those that like used to make us laugh, used to make us smile, things just aren't the same anymore. I mean, we got we don't have a couple weeks till Christmas. Christmas is next week, now that I think about it. So I will likely not put up a tree. I will likely not decorate my house. I did buy gifts. That's one thing I do like to do. I like to buy gifts for people. I like to buy people stuff. That makes me feel good. And I don't really know why. I don't know who I got that from, but I just like taking care of folks. But I think this particular season was about taking care of me in every aspect. Mentally, emotionally. And I needed this break to kind of just not focus on making everyone happy. I needed to just chill. I got the gifts for those who are present in my life. And that's it. I will wrap those because I love wrapping gifts. That is one of my favorite things to do. Like, I still wrap them. Get wrapping paper and everything, wrap them. Cute little gift bags. But I'm not putting up a tree. Maybe next year. I honestly just want the holidays to be over and then we'll walk into the new year with a clean slate. There's some things that I'm still working on personally. And I'm hoping to be not completely over them, but further than what I am now. I think another thing that I'm struggling with is the fact that I would have had a daughter running around here for Christmas, and the fact that I don't is kind of wearing on me. And I've been trying to not let that bother me, not let that like shake my spirit too much, but it's definitely crossed my mind a few times. So who knows? Maybe next year I'll be in a better mood. I'm not really in a funk. I'm just kind of over it. Kind of over it. The last 2 months haven't been what I thought they were going to be. And although I'm not in the holiday spirit, I've done things for birthdays. Like my sister had a birthday on the 5th, and you know, I had a girls' night here. I was in the house blowing up balloons. My asthma started acting up, blowing up balloons. She turned 32, so I made sure like I blew up 32 balloons and had decorations hanging from the ceiling, and I cooked and everything, and then we went out every day that weekend. Now I'm just relaxing, regrouping, and processing, and still getting back to me. I talked to my therapist about it on Saturday because I hadn't had therapy sessions in a couple months. I hadn't had therapy since September. Took a break and not doing that again, let me tell you, because the minute I stopped going to therapy, like I forgot everything that I had learned in therapy. And talking to my therapist again this weekend, I told her, you know, I'm not really in the holiday spirit. And we prayed and we talked about it, and she was just like, I'm just cooking. So I understand, like, I'm not putting up a tree or anything, but I will cook. So I think that'll be my move. I might cook. One of my cousins is doing like a game night, so I will probably go over there, but I'm not doing anything special. I'm really not doing anything special. Just waking up, God willing, and going on about my day. So if you are listening to this and you are not in the holiday spirit, you are not alone. I'm definitely here with you. If you are breaking the chains in a sense and putting your foot down, no longer allowing the toxicity of your family to bring you together during the holidays, kudos to you. Because a lot of people can't say, I don't want to be around this. There are a lot of movies out there that are like that, honestly. Like one of those Madea movies, I think it's The Funeral Lord. Somebody died in one of the movies, and I remember the scene where the daughter like was just evil for no reason, and she was evil because she was still dealing with family hurt that nobody acknowledged. So if you are strong enough to acknowledge that that is not for you, kudos to you. If you are not strong enough to acknowledge it, but you feel something is off in your spirit, it is completely normal. And I pray that you take the steps that you need to strengthen up in more ways than one. That being said, I will catch y'all next week.